Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. A fine Tuesday. How do you do?
Is it only Tuesday? Yes, I'm great. I'm great. I'm happy that it's Tuesday.
Prove it. We just got done with our workout over at Orange Theory Fitness at Parker and Arapahoe. And wow. 2.5 years, Angel, we have been going to this workout at Orange Theory Fitness, and in 2.5 years, we have not had a single workout that's the same. It's just,
you're right.
Wow.
You're right. It is. It is challenging every single time. You know, I think I used to go to the gym, and I had pretty much the same routine I always did. I did an elliptical. You know, I ran through my little paces. I did whatever it was I was doing. Orange Theory Fitness, every single time, it's different every time. It's challenging every single time.
Super challenging.
But the Orange Theory Fitness over at Parker and Arapahoe Road, where Eric and I go, they started with their Tuesday workout. And it's designed for your lunch hour, and it's at noon, just on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's only 45 minutes. And, man, they pack a lot in 45 minutes, but
goodness.
I'm loving it.
It's brutal. So that's kind of what's going on with us. It is an interesting Tuesday that is going to be Wednesday tomorrow, I hope. But let's take a look at our markets right now as the markets stand. The Dow's up 37, almost 38 points. The NASDAQ is up 10.5. And the S&P 500 is just about half a point up. So major things not really happening. Netflix is up to 2%, which is interesting. Their price is $143.92 right now. And, every time I see...
People are just flocking to the Netflix.
Yeah, every time I see Netflix, I am sure that it is me that they're talking about because I'm flocking to Netflix.
You're only one person. But the...
hear me roar.
How do I want to say this? They have all these programs that are made just for Netflix.
Sure.
TV shows and movies, TV series that are only on...
they've become a new studio.
They have. Mm-hmm. And I know that it is changing the way with the Oscars and the TV awards used to be. They've now had to add this whole new category into their Emmys for daytime television and things like that, talk show hosts, to include things like Netflix, which they never had to do. Times are changing.
That is the truth. So we've got a great show for you today. Good guests, good topics. And you're going to, I don't know how you're going to do this, but you're going to talk a little bit more about fitness in the future here. So you're going to have to stick close.
It's pretty exciting.
You may remember that we had a guest that was an inventor of a space-age fitness product called the OYO Fitness Portable Gym.
We have one.
We do.
We're going to play with it here in the
studio.
You
are going to play with it. I am just wrecked from the workout, so I don't know that I'm going to be able to get into that.
I'm going to put the extra weights on there for you. You're going to show us how it's done.
Can't wait. Yes. I cannot wait altogether. Did you hear that Amazon Prime now has more than 50 million items?
50 million. Yeah. Well,
put that in your pipe.
Pretty
and think,
much.
And
I don't know. I can't even fathom 50 million. But here's what I do know. If you need it, Amazon's got it.
Amazon's got it. Just days after Walmart made a big splash by announcing that it's Amazon Prime competitor, Amazon used yesterday's earnings announcement to share a Prime milestone. More than 50 million items, up 73% since 2015. 73% increase in what we are willing to include with the Amazon Prime service.
Wow.
Walmart's new free two-day shipping program only covers 2 million products.
Oh. Mm. Oh. when did 2 million become like, oh, is that all you have?
Right.
You only have 2 million products.
When your name is Jeff Bezos. In Amazon's earnings release, founder and CEO Jeff Bezos also revealed that tens of millions of new paid members joined Prime in 2016. Tens of millions. Again, keeping in mind that 132 million people on Amazon Prime, last count I saw, and 18 million on Walmart. It is just kind of like if you're here in the Denver market, it's like IKEA and whatever furniture store is next to it.
I know. It looks so little and sad next to the big, giant blue building with the sign you can see from the moon.
Yeah. So that's what's going on over there. And then, interestingly enough, I was looking at allbusiness.com, and an interesting article by Michael Evans came across the wire that I thought was noteworthy enough to bring it to the listeners here.
Okay.
Headline: Job creation in the new political economy. Small companies, not big companies, create jobs. Oh, I'm so glad.
This is not news.
It is if you think that the big companies are the ones that keep us afloat. And how long have we been saying, Angel? 10 years.
Banging this drum. It
that
is the
small business
company.
Is yep. Big business. Right? And your business is our business. It is the small companies. Here's the thing. With the presidential inauguration over and the business of governing now at hand, creating jobs, addressing overregulation, and downsizing big government are key issues for the new Trump administration. Executive orders are already in place, freezing new government hiring and new regulations, and trade deals such as NAFTA are dead or under renegotiation. The new president has widely publicized meetings with CEOs of the big three auto companies, the tech behemoths like Apple and Amazon, and other giants. There's a new sheriff in town, and he's pro-small business. And what you need, whether you like his policies or not, whether you think he's a hedonist or not, doesn't matter as much as in this segment, we're talking about he gets us, the small business owners of America.
Well, small business, no matter who's in, sitting in the presidential seat.
Right.
And it is always, has for years been the backbone. More small businesses employ more people than the big companies do. More is given back in the communities by the small businesses than the big corporations do.
That's correct.
Now, they get the PR. They've got the PR budgets. They've got the research and development.
Sure.
They've got the billboards going down the highway. But it's the companies that you hear listening on your local radio station that are supporting the local area.
That's right.
And giving back. And the small business owners are the ones whose children are involved in the sports and the local events. And they're the ones, you know, the small companies are the ones that are putting jerseys on your local Little League team,
you
right?
Know, it's so true. For every large company that has, call it 250,000 employees, there are hundreds of thousands of small companies.
Yes.
That have, 5 to 10 employees.
Yes.
And it really does make such a big difference. So it just, I bring this by way of encouragement to our listeners that really small business is big business and you matter. You really do. You're the backbone of the American economy. And we recognize it here at the Experience Pros Radio Show. And we are encouraged to see that allbusiness.com is recognizing it as well. And this is an interesting take, and I don't know where – I'm not an economist. I'm just reporting the news as I see it. Rebecca Ungarino says this on CNBC. She says, look out. Gold and bonds are sending signals reminiscent of 1987 and 1973 market crashes. Gold is up. If bond yields and gold rise in tandem.
Is that the signal? It's
it
up?
It is. Yeah.
I mean, kind well, of, right? It's going up. It's going up. Well, right. Where else could it go? It can either go up or,
It could go down. Let me explain. I'm just bringing the news. I'm not saying it's the sky is falling, Chicken Little. If bond yields and gold rise in tandem, the market may turn the opposite way. At least that's what historic parallels suggest. Higher gold prices paired with rising bond yields is one trend to watch to signal impending market volatility. Well, folks, we've been in a market, in a volatile market for a long, long time. And I, for one, tend to believe that the positive elements that we've seen in the marketplace in the last month or 6 weeks or so is not a coincidence. It goes back to the heads up that we just gave you from All Business, and that is that small companies, not big companies, are the ones creating jobs. There's an enthusiasm in the heartland, whether or not it's your political bent or not. There's an enthusiasm in the small business heartland of America that is driving the markets, I believe.
There is a confidence in the business arena that is having an impact in our stock markets, in the marketplace, in the economy, and you can see it by the cars driving down the freeway.
That's exactly right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Shout out to all our folks who are watching BeLive TV, our live Facebook feed. We appreciate you. Do us a favor, share this with your timeline so that everybody else can see that there's something positive in small business, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Experience Pros.
You're listening to The Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. You should probably get with the picture here and jump back onto the air, huh?
That would be wise, right? Speaking of... being wise, business is so much more than transactions. It takes wisdom, tenacity, and experience to succeed. And our next guest is Gabrielle Taylor, strategic management consultant, mother, daughter, granddaughter, and author of the book Legacy of Wisdom. She says wisdom is not just about having experience, but paying attention to what your experience is telling you. Gabrielle says that wisdom may come organically due to the curveballs life throws you, but it also comes by way of what we learn from others. And Gabrielle's path to wisdom was built on the foundation of her grandmother Valentine's lessons, which are outlined in simple yet effective notes throughout her book, Legacy of Wisdom. Nice. Gabrielle Taylor, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Great. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Gabrielle, very, very nice to have you with us. Now, you've got in your book, you say that education should come first, and although education prepares us for work, work can also give us an education. Can you? I'm going around in circles. Can you help me?
Oh, absolutely, because it is kind of a circular type of thinking, but it makes sense. Essentially, what I'm getting at is that we learn from what we do, and we learn from work, and what it does is it helps us build character. It also provides effective skills, whether we're aware of it or not, and they can be as simple as learning how to take initiative and anticipate needs, or how to problem solve and execute solutions to issues or projects that you have on your desk at that moment.
You know, this week we've added a few new elements to our programming, and it's not perfect. We're kind of learning it as we go, but we keep kind of just patting ourselves on the back to say we'll keep getting better, and this is how we learn it. But a lot of times when, you know, if it doesn't go well and it doesn't go right and it's not perfect the first time, you know, a lot of people won't even try again. What does Grandma Valentine say when it comes to failure?
Oh, she thought failure is one of the best learning tools ever invented by humans.
Did I hear you correctly? Did you say failure?
And to fail a lot.
Failure, see, yes.
This is, where was Grandma Valentine? Like, why isn't she in school? I think this is, you know, you see, especially our younger generation really struggling with how to deal when things don't go perfectly, right? They're used to getting an award just for showing up. You know, these participation ribbons, and so when it doesn't go well, it's like that we have no, I don't know, skills in order to handle when things don't go perfectly our way. And so, you know, we fail a lot. Like, how do you know? How do you know next time is going to be any better than this time?
Well, because, you know, taking it, when you have a failure, what you want to do is reflect on what you learned. And as opposed to having many successes, in success, it's harder to find those learnings, whereas it's really obvious when you fail at something because the mistakes are there. And thinking about what got you to that point and where it fell apart is all part of that learning process and tools that you can use for the next time you run into a similar situation or you want to try it again. And my grandmother always encouraged trying things again. And had I not tried things again at certain points in my life, I would not have had the opportunities I have. So it's really important to persevere through that failure. And I agree with you that our younger people have a lot of anxiety about being perfect and not having mistakes and winning all the time. And those types of things don't really teach you what you really need to know.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling better about myself already because I think I spent a lot of time in that failure zone, but I do learn from that. Our guest is Gabrielle Taylor. She is the author of Legacy of Wisdom and helping us understand that failure is an important step towards success. Let me ask you this. I've used a phrase for years. I know I didn't coin it. I don't think you coined it, but you like to zone in on this phrase. And that is lead by example. What does that mean to you, and how can our listeners grasp something from that?
Well, if leading by example is a method of showing other people expectation, behavior, values, and priorities, you know, if you want others who rely or look up to you to perform or behave in a certain way, it is most effective to show people through action rather than telling them. People have different interpretations of words that you put towards them. So if you actually show them, it's a better demonstration of exactly what things should look like. And if a leader wants consistency in character or attitude, then showing a group of different people what the expectations look like is critical to that consistency.
Mm. Gabrielle, is your grandma, who the book is kind of based after, is she still with us?
No, she passed away about 16 years ago.
Well, what a tribute to write a book that passes on the wisdom from your grandma and all those stories, right? You know, and that is one of those things that if you've got that relationship and you've ever been able to spend time with your grandparents, of course, once they're gone, I think is when you appreciate it more. And of course, as we get older and we appreciate all that wisdom. Gabrielle, how do you want our listeners to follow you and pick up a copy of Legacy of Wisdom?
Oh, great. Well, thank you for asking. The best way to follow me is on Twitter, which is at Legacy of Wisdom 7, and that's the number 7. And if they want to pick up a copy of the book, they can either go through Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. And I invite everyone to visit my website at legacyofwisdom.zone, Z-O-N-E. And they can listen to other podcasts, read articles, and just see what's going on in the world of wisdom.
I love it. So yeah, .zone, absolutely. That's a new one I hadn't heard of. How long have you had that website?
For about a year, little over a year.
All right. Very cool. Legacyofwisdom.zone. The book is Legacy of Wisdom, Grandma Valentine's Lessons, outlined in simple yet effective notes throughout the book. Gabrielle, thanks for being our guest today.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
So, Eric, earlier in, was it last week, maybe we talked to, I don't remember her name as being this, Diana Koulian?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Well, she was the jacker, the food jacker, the recipe jacker.
Yeah, the recipe hacker.
Yeah.
Hacker,
I think.
Right? She had a book, The Recipe Hacker Confidential, where she takes everyday recipes and hacks them in order to be soy-free, gluten-free, dairy-free.
I think she was super cute as well.
And still has flavor in them. And so she actually sent us a copy of her book. We're pretty excited to dive into it. But she has things in here like chocolate peanut butter cookies, kale salad with poppy seed dressing, which I don't know.
You know what? We've eaten that,
right?
Yeah.
But really fun things. Walnut raisin rolls. There's some fun breads, cheesy crackers.
And it's all healthy.
Everything healthy where she has hacked all of your like comfort foods from home. And there's actually a really yummy green juice.
Hold that up a little bit for our video listeners who are watching. There it is, the Recipe Hacker Confidential. And you can get a copy of that wherever fine books are sold. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm pretty excited.
Absolutely.
I'm going to try the green juice.
When we come back, we're going to exercise.
Yes, we are.
It's not what Angel thinks. We're actually going to exercise your brain. She might bring some kind of a tool or something like that, but we're going to do brain exercises as well. Back after these messages.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-546-5546.
800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Bros Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and participating in this, the revolution in how people treat people in business. And as promised, we're going to share with you something new that came in the mail. You may remember, what was it, last week? About a week ago, we had Paul Francis on the radio show. He is the founder and creator and the inventor of OYO Fitness.
Of OYO Fitness, which is something that NASA uses to give their astronauts to take up into space in order to keep their muscles strong. So they needed to come up with a gym, kind of a portable gym that was lightweight, right? But also a way that they could still do some muscle building and weight training and all of that while they were up in space. Well, he is actually, you might know him, you might have heard some of his other brands that he's been involved with, like Bowflex, which is considered one of the best home gyms yet, Nautilus, Spiral Flex, right? Well, he created this double-flexed little OYO event where or item that you can actually take up into space, and it works up all of your muscles, all body muscles.
Do you have to take it into space?
Or you could take it to your office. Oh. You could have it at home. You can use it anywhere that you like. And there's got some fun little videos for how you can actually use it at home at oyofitness.com, oyofitness.com with all of the workouts. And so here is why we got our own little OYO Spiral Flex in, and it works all the different muscle groups for you.
Wow.
Okay, you can actually work your arms and shoulders, your chest, back, and abs.
While you're working those, come closer to the microphone.
Chest, so back, can hear. And there abs, you go. Your buns and thighs, which I'm not doing in the gym, but fast five-minute workouts. And so I'm going to do a fast little five-minute workout in here in the gym during the commercial break, because I should have done it during the last commercial break. But it was super fun and super lightweight. And if you need extra weights, we've got extra discs that you can make it a little tougher to work your biceps, like work your deltoids. We're gonna do some serious working out in here today.
I was pretty impressed with the product, and they're out there. They're doing a Kickstarter program now on their black version, which is the more sturdy and powerful. And what are you doing over there?
I'm working out.
You're
ouch!
Oh! We got that on video.
I bumped my head.
Ouch!
Watch the video.
I think you should.
I should watch the video. I should take my scarf off.
Paul's probably going, "Oh my gosh, what did I do?"
He did it wrong.
But no, we're very grateful for the stuff that you can do with this. OYOFitness.com. That's the website that you can go to and check it out. You're taking the jacket off, so apparently it's getting real now.
I know. I'm going to work my biceps. Biceps right here.
Let me see if I can get rid of the website on that so that people can see what you're doing.
Well, here, shall I work this bicep?
Go. There you go.
That'd be better.
Wow. Okay. It is really cool. It is fantastic. Ryan, who's listening, watching on the video, says, ouch.
I know. It didn't hurt. I mean, the thing weighs nothing because it had to go up into space, and NASA needed something super lightweight.
Super strong.
And super strong. And so you can take it with you anywhere. You can have it in the office, have it, you know, at home. I think it weighs like 2 pounds. It doesn't weigh anything. And then you just add more discs for more resistance, for more strength you know, strength training.
Absolutely. And it is fantastic. So OYOFitness.com, while you're doing that, Angel, I came across an article that you might be interested in.
I'm interested.
It's brain exercises.
Brain exercises.
Yes.
You haven't done any of these, have you?
Wow.
I meant wow. These bicep curls.
Wow.
No?
No, not yet. But these brain exercises are exercises that champions use to build mental muscle. No matter what your goals are, your mental game is the key to success. Or at least so says Amy Morin, who wrote an article on Inc.com. So, you know, we get done with the Super Bowl. Did you know that the Super Bowl was this weekend?
We've been talking about it.
You know, what's funny is we did not talk about it at all on the other show that we do. And I thought about it last night as I was driving home. I'm like, we didn't mention the Super Bowl once.
Everybody's talked about it. It's not like anybody missed it.
Maybe people are out. But
I don't think that people are, like, anxious to let's keep talking more about the Super Bowl.
But let's talk about what – because Tom Brady, 25 points down, had to bring some mental fitness to this game because it would be easy – to cut himself out and just say, you know what, we're down, history's against us, no, we're never going to do this. So here's what Amy Morin says. She says, while most quarterbacks would have crumbled under the pressure, Tom Brady's mental strength became apparent in the second half of the Super Bowl. Many viewers declared the game over. Brady led the Patriots, right? And Scott, I agree with you. Listener Scott says that was cold even for Angel. it's all good. We're all good. I didn't clunk myself on the head, so it's going to be all right.
I know, right?
So, point one, brain exercises that will help you train your brain to perform at your peak. Number one, play to win. Okay? So, you know, it's doubtful that Brady entered the second half of the game telling himself, I hope we don't embarrass ourselves. Instead,
right, but how often does our voice, like, well, I've never done that before. Oh, I guess I'm just, you know, I've had a bad day, or I screwed it up, and I started this day on such a high note, and now it's just all derailed, and it's only 1 o'clock
in the afternoon. Lady. Now you're making it personal. That's something I said to you on the way
to the
studio.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah. Right? Are you in it to win?
Yeah, I am in it to win.
Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, I don't know.
I know. I'm like, are you in it to win? He's like, I'm in it to win.
It's the way we deliver that thing. Let's go to the next one. Practice mindfulness. Studies show that mindfulness changes the way the brain responds to stress. That's why the military started teaching mindfulness to soldiers prior to deployment. Gaining better control over the brain helps soldiers respond to difficult situations with less anxiety. So that's kind of cool. How about this? Visualize success. That's the third point.
Always. This is where vision boards, having mantras in front of you, pictures of things that you want, and picturing the scenario when you're going into a conversation, a challenging conversation, a sales conversation. Just what do you want as the outcome? Here's something. I often get invited to, you know, Angel, let's meet for coffee.
Sure.
Okay. I can't have a visualization of what the outcome is going to be because I don't know why we're meeting.
Right.
And I haven't yet found a nice way to say, why are we meeting? What do you want to talk about? That doesn't sound or put them off putting.
But visualization of the success of whatever that meeting is important to you.
What do we want to accomplish at this meeting? Right. Why are we getting together? Yeah. But they didn't visualize it either. It was just, you know.
I want to sell you something.
I don't know.
All right. Here's the fourth one. Use positive self-talk. If you haven't figured this out yet, that's what we're all about here. At the Experience Pros, we believe in the positive side of business. We believe that you can choose positivity, and the more that you put self-talk into your life, the much better it's going to be. On our next program, after this Experience Pros broadcast is over, we jump over to 94.7 KRKS here in the Denver market, and we're going through our week of love and talking about last night's program was about positive affirmations, right? Words of affirmation. Positive self-talk is so powerful. You can find that on the 94.7 KRKS Facebook page. And finally, you got to train your mental body. It's just like you're training your muscles right now, Angel. You got to train your the muscle between your ears, because I'm telling you, If you don't, it shows.
You know, and I think we underestimate how powerful that is. You know, the things we listen to, the books we read, the music, the people we hang out with. It has an impact. It has an impact on ourselves. And there's been studies, you know, scientific studies that have done that shows any time that we are in a negative environment, we're fighting, we're, you know, stressed out, our cells actually shrink up a little bit.
Yeah.
But when we are, you know, excited and encouraged and uplifted and positive, and we're listening to something positive.
Right.
And you've even seen it. They tell you what to, like to talk to your plants, right? Because it actually helps your plants grow. Because of the positivity, the things that it does at a cellular level, we dismiss it as if I can listen to that. I can be around that drama, that gossip, and that negativity, and it doesn't have an impact on me. But it actually does. And you think, I can watch these dark TV shows. I can be around gossip. I can be around negative people. It sinks in and it penetrates down to your cellular level, which is why being around positive people, listening to positive talk, reading positive movies, exercising, all of that, those endorphins.
Listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. And Angel, hold that thing up again so we can show our listeners. Go to OyoFitness.com. Go get yourself one of these. A portable gym that is cost-effective, and it's a good workout.
I got it.
Yeah. Dennis thinks your biceps are going to be bigger than mine.
They already are.
Whoa. All right. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. if you're 85 or younger. Would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer on your afternoon, helping you get your day right, your business right. One of the ways that we want to do that is by introducing you to our new sponsors, Peak Advisors. We love these guys, Bruce Paterka, Michael Wallace. They're a couple of great guys who literally can help you grow your business. They're QuickBooks, certified QuickBooks professionals. I mean, they know QuickBooks better than probably QuickBooks knows QuickBooks. They make QuickBooks work for you and your small business. And what's more, they're both CFOs. So they get the ins and the outs of the dollars and the cents of what happens in your business. We were blown away when we saw how they teach their clients how easy it is to make QuickBooks help you become profitable. Isn't that what it's all about, is becoming profitable in business? Well, Michael and Bruce can certainly help you, but you've got to reach out and ask them to. So here's how you do it. You go to Peak. That's P-E-A-K, 2017.com, peak2017.com, and tell them that Angel and Eric sent you, and you'd like to know how you can maximize your QuickBooks experience. If they can't help you, nobody can. I'm telling you, they are fantastic, and we trust them. You can give them a call as well at 303-801-4772, 303-801-4772. It's Peak Advisors and Michael Wallace, Bruce Paterka. They're going to help you if you just reach out and ask them to. They're going to help.
They are. They're super great guys, super helpful when it comes to helping the business community. And, you know, when it comes to knowing your numbers and getting help with your QuickBooks, I mean, it's a game changer. And it is totally, totally awesome. All right. So you probably don't think that your customers are really paying that close of attention to you. We always worry. We always think, okay, what are people going to think? What are people going to wonder? And, you know, most of us have learned that most people aren't thinking about you, right? They're thinking about themselves and the issues that they've got going on. And yet there are probably things that are happening in your business that your customers are noticing and you need to pay attention to. The first one is that cutting corners will create problems for you always.
Always, always. You don't even have to wait for a long time for it to show up. When you cut corners, when salespeople cut corners, They create problems for themselves literally right around that next corner.
Right. Well, and it always comes, right? You think, well, I don't really have to fill out all the paperwork, or I don't really have to go through the process. I can sidestep, you know, a certain department and just go straight to over here. But,
right.
You know, even in our own office, there's three of us. But, you know, when one person goes around somebody else, it ends up, you know, making double work down the road. And customers notice it. They don't like it. And, you know, it's one of those little things that could start to add up for them. It could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Or it just could be down the path of maybe you aren't the kind of company I really want to work for. Because if you cut corners here, where else are you going to cut corners? I remember I used to work for the PGA. And the owner of a golf course that we worked at, before he would do business with anybody, one of his kind of filters was he would play golf with them first.
Yep.
Now Jack liked to play golf, and it just seemed like
sure.
a really kind of a
Let's
an excuse
play
to play golf and to get out on the golf course.
He was watching.
But he, you know, here's the thing is he saw if you cheated on the golf course.
A little foot wedge.
Right? Just a little something.
You know,
I don't know.
A 6-inch toss off the rough.
Yeah, he wouldn't do business with you.
Right.
He wouldn't do business with you. So
all right.
Here's the thing is they're watching you when you think they're not.
This is gospel, folks. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, people are watching you. We say one of our isms and osophies, Eric isms, Angel osophies, is where you go, your brand follows.
Right. Here's a fun story about a company receptionist. She noticed that a salesman who was obviously late for his appointment, she actually noticed him out the window because she heard the screeching of his tires as he raced in the parking lot. She looked out the window to see what would happen next. He had now turned into a track star, was running into the building, went trying to put his suit jacket on and holding his suitcase. And so he was, even though the appointment hadn't officially started, he wasn't in front of the client.
Right.
His behaviors leading up to that appointment now had an impact. She says there was all sorts of fun things. He actually ran into a plant, and so he actually became the joke of the week.
You know, I've seen it so many times in business, back in the old days in ministry. People are watching, and they're not always complimentary.
You know, and Eric and I, we used to have, you know, you'd go on sales calls, right? You go and you'd have meetings, and
you
go on these sales calls. Eric and I actually have what we call the elevator rule. And even if you're in the elevator, like you don't show any expression. You don't talk about it. You don't bring it up. You don't have this conversation.
Let me set the stage here. When you go to a meeting and it doesn't go the way that you expect to, and in the case of the elevator
even if it goes well, no,
okay.
matter what,
right.
Because no matter what, you know, because you don't want to be bragging and gloating in
the
elevator. You also
pretty.
Don't want
That's
to be
pretty.
Complaining in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So you don't get to have this expression and emotion until you are out of the elevator and out of the building and long gone, that nobody's going to see it and express it. Because even if you're high-fiving, right, doing the happy dance.
It's not pretty. you celebrate when celebration is appropriate. Finally, and that is, you've heard the phrase, what goes around comes around. Maybe you know it with a little different flair. Maybe karma is something. Well, things come back in unexpected ways. That's the truth. When something good happens, when something notices your hard work, you may not know it when you see good things, but sometimes the good things come back and good things really happen. But the bad things also come around in really unexpected ways.
Yeah. Did you ever see that TV show? What was it called? My Name is Earl. It's an oldie, but he had done all these
trailer,
bad things
right?
in his life,
yeah.
right? And so then he got hit. He like won the lottery. And so this good thing tried to happen. Every time something good tried to happen to him, something bad would simultaneously happen.
Yeah.
And he heard about karma. And so every time he tried to do something good, so he ended up having to go back. He made this list.
Undo all the things.
But what was really interesting is, you know, even those things that are bad in our lives, they're not necessarily going to be bad in somebody else's. Like, we're part of somebody else's story.
So true.
And we have an impact. So even when we don't think people are watching, or when we don't think that they're really noticing, or we're not getting credit for it, everything we do has an impact on somebody else. And we're leaving these breadcrumbs of our legacy everywhere we go.
All right, my friends, that music reminds us that we have to go to the top of the hour news and get all of that. But the good news is we have another hour of positive business talk just ahead. So please don't go anywhere unless it is to go to oyofitness.com and go buy your portable gym, or go to experiencepros.com and sign up for the fan bragging contest. We'll be back after this.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.